I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Well, we got news from the nest for sure here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. And right out of the gate, significant news, and Vinny, most importantly, good news.
Yeah, Kyle Hamilton got a new 4-year extension, highest paid safety in the league. And Eric just came on. I mean, I had it on my phone. Me and Bob were listening. And he said, let me just start out with this. And he did. And highest paid safety. And he definitely deserves it. So congratulations to Eric, congratulations to Kyle, and congratulations to the Ravens. And, you know, we all were wondering who would be the guy that would get the next one, and Kyle Hamilton. And to me, Bob, that one is like, okay, we know he's the best safety, so we start there, you know?
So now what do you do with Linderbaum? Because they did not pick up his fifth-year option. So I guess the franchise tag becomes something that is real, or would you prefer if you're DaCosta? I mean, you know, Buffalo's looming here. Does that carry into the season? How's this going to roll out with it? Is he even next, quite frankly? You know what I mean?
Yeah. What happens? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if they negotiate during the season or not.
But either way, he's probably like, okay, good, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, and with Linderbaum, the reason they didn't give him the fifth-year option, because the fifth-year option was like $23 million a year. And, you know, so it was kind of above and beyond what the highest-paid center in the league is. So is he next, or is Travis Jones next, or likely next? You know, he's got a plate full.
But this is good news right out of the gate for sure. So congratulations to Kyle Hamilton. The contract is signed, as he said, Eric DaCosta. So this thing is ready to recognize, or he's getting recognized for everything he's brought to the table. And after a slow start to his NFL career back in, 2022 it was? Mm-hmm. He has turned into, you know, the highest paid safety in football. And boy, that he has done it. And Eric's had his share of critics, and, you know, we've questioned some things over time, but just look at the secondary. I mean, it's testimony to
the first-round pick.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah. And I guess, Bob, now we know why Eric switched the press conference from 5:30 to 12.
Yeah.
Because even he said, I'm really doing you guys a favor by being here, because you know what? The list comes out right now on who, which of our guys got claimed.
Yeah, so if that's happening, and we'll keep you up to date on who's gone and who's practice squad and if the Ravens choose to change that 53, but we don't foresee that happening.
No, right? I don't see that. I think the next thing will be to add 16 guys to the practice squad.
All right, T-Mark. And as DaCosta keeps popping off, we got it recorded. We're going to play it for you hopefully later in the hour. Definitely have it for you when we get to NFL lunch coming up here at 1 o'clock. But T-Mart talking about his team. He's the quarterback coach. And we'll get back to Lamar Jackson. And here, getting back to cadence and, you mm-hmm. know, play calling and maybe being able to, you know, take things under control. And here's Lamar or T-Martin talking about Lamar just being that guy.
The vocal communication and the details that he's discussing. You know, things were talking about a play. Hey, you could do that. You can do this. Now it's the attention to detail and getting things exactly the way he wants it, whether it's a route, whether it's a protection. He checked to something. Could I have checked to something different? And it's good, you know, to see that. And it makes for great conversations in our meetings, and it makes for growth in our system.
No question about it, because if you go back prior Munkin, he wasn't allowed to do any of that. You know, G-Row just, you do what I tell you to do, and he wasn't allowed to do squat. And then Todd comes in and has been, the more he's been able to handle, the more he's let him do. And what does it take to get to where he's at now, Bob? Studying. He's got to study. He's got to watch film. You know, he's got to do all the extra things. So that's what he's doing, and you know, and because of that, they keep adding more stuff. And for Lamar, he understands a lot more. And like T said, their meetings, he's been able to say, hey, you know, I screwed up that. I should have turned to protection. I shouldn't have done this. You know, you see the safety over there, blah, blah, blah. You know, so when he sits down during a game and looks at that, you know, when he looks at that video screen when they're looking at it, you know, he can tell me, hey, T, you know, I misread that, you know, I misread the coverage. It was this. You know, I should have done the protection. You know, so he's understanding the game more and more.
Now, for Cooper Rush, outside of Rashawn, he's been taking a lot of heat from Ravens fans for, you know, spotty preseason performance. But he comes in, he's an upgrade, with all due respect to Josh Johnson and Tyler Huntley at quarterback here behind Lamar Jackson. So as the fans think Cooper Rush sucked in the preseason, T. Martin, what did you think?
Yeah, Cooper, he did an amazing job. You know, just coming in, first of all, not missing a day during the offseason of OTAs, minicamp, football school, was here for every rep, got tons of rep. And early on, we addressed some things that he wanted to get better at. You know, just moving within the pocket to extend plays, accuracy in all areas of the field, some things that, you know, just showed up on tape that we attacked. And he did a heck of a job, you know, with his body, you know, embracing our strength and conditioning program here with Scott and his staff, embracing that, the culture here and how we work and how we get after it.
In other words, Dallas was kind of a country club, sounds like. Well, you know, because you're talking about he embraced the strength coach and stuff here, which, you know, if I'm reading between the lines, Bob, what I would say is he probably wasn't in great shape when he came here. You know, so they got his body in much better shape, got in better condition, and they work a lot harder. And we've heard other players say that even Jair Alexander said the Packers don't practice like this. You know, I mean, they work, and when they're out there, they're working for 2 hours and 15 minutes, and it's nonstop, and it's go, go, go. So, yeah, Cooper Rush, he's 100 times better than Josh. You see Josh Johnson last week in that final preseason game, he was horrible, you know, turning the ball over and stuff. And, you know, Cooper Rush has won games as, you know, a fill-in start, 9-5. Yep. I mean, they haven't had that. This is the best backup that Lamar's had.
And here's T. Martin talking about that very subject, the differences in this year's quarterback room.
Everyone is different, and you have to coach them to their strengths and weaknesses. And ultimately, at the end of the day, we're all trying to get better at everything. And so there's a general conversation that we're all searching for and we're all chasing as a quarterback unit. But then to your point, there are things that Lamar, there are certain individual drills that are put in for Lamar specifically, and everyone else has to catch up, right? And then, like, getting ready for the preseason game, then it turns towards Cooper and Devin, getting them ready to go out and have a really good performance. And so that's a great question in the sense of Lamar is so different than the backup quarterback, but ultimately you teach to you know, the starter, and everyone else gets it by osmosis. And ultimately, you have a better group if you do it that way.
Yeah, and I think, you know, like the rollout drills and do all those kind of things. But when you call a game, it won't be – the way they call a Lamar game is going to be totally different than the way, you know, they call any of the other backups that at Cooper right now. And they won't – they're not going to have him do option and do all those kind of things. You know, they're going to let him do what he does well if he's got to play.
News from the NASPD at 81057 The Fan. Nolan McGraw just tuning in. Kyle Hamilton, 4-year contract extension with the Ravens, announced just a matter of minutes ago by Eric DaCosta, making him the highest paid safety in the National Football League. All right, September 7th, Buffalo Bills, T. Martin. What's the practice plan ahead of the opener?
This is the slowest week of training camp. You know, you've played the last preseason game. You see the first game right in front of you, but you kind of have to keep working but slow down at the same time. So we've been popping out of our skin to get ready for the actual week of preparation. But at the same time, really proud of what we accomplished during training camp. A lot of the starters didn't play in the games, but competing against our starting defense each and every day, the kind of looks we got, how we were challenged, just speaking at the quarterback position, came a long way. You know, I just finished talking to the guys about how proud I am of them from.
Yeah, I would say that what he was saying is when you play goods against goods all the time and, you know, that offensive line has got to block that defensive line, that's work. You know, you're getting a lot of good work. Those receivers have to go against that secondary, that's good work. And it's every day, every period. So, yeah, they're getting a lot of good preparation work.
When we come back, let's count some dough, hopefully by yourself. Talk about sports subjects of this Woman Crush Wednesday. Jim Hunter, talk Orioles with him. Kyle Bradish came back with a bang, pitched awesome for his first start in 14 months. 10 Ks, no walks, gave up a couple solo shots. But, hey, you'll take that every day if your offense could put something on the board, which they did not. So we'll talk to Jim about that. More Eric DaCosta. Got NFL Lunch coming up 1 o'clock. American League East report at 1:15. And then Brian DiArdo from CBS will preview the upcoming NFL season with him as we're 8 days away.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning,
Switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Way from kickoff, Philadelphia and Dallas.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Buy or sell? Woman Crush Wednesday. Anything you want to hear from your favorite female artist or band, send your request. Plus for text line at 410-583-1057. Hey, we're going to be counting our dough in a second, but Kyle Hamilton got his 4 years, 100.4 million.
And Bob, before we start that, Rashee Rice accepted the sixth game suspension, and he starts it this week. He'll be out the first six games, so he will not play against the Ravens.
That is week four of the Nolan, you NFL happy now? Season.
Was you're never upset.
You're just you're,
who cares?
You're no longer confused, right? You're good.
I think we have clarity now.
Yes. Clarence.
Again, yeah. Who cares? Nobody cares.
All right, let's all get right. to it. Let's get a little buy and sell.
You know what? My phone looks like Kyle Hamilton's bank account. The Dow's up 98. The S&P's up 11. NASDAQ's up 22. DraftKings is up 30 cents. Under Armour is up like a penny, 2 pennies. To $4.93.
What the hell's going on over there?
Starting in the NFL today, the Commanders made it pretty clear earlier this offseason that, they were going to move on from Brian Robinson Jr. I still managed to get a decent return for him. I guess anything's better than something, or anything's better than nothing, rather. 49ers sending a sixth-round pick for Brian Robinson Jr. While his stats do look decent on the surface, watching him in real game action paints a much different picture. Even still, San Francisco willing to take that risk because they need the running back depth behind Christian McCaffrey. And if anyone could unlock Robinson Jr.'s best results, it would probably be Kyle Shanahan. Buy or sell, Vinny, Robinson Jr. will end up playing more games than McCaffrey this year because of injury.
I'm going to sell it. I'm going to say McCaffrey worked his ass off this offseason. Plus, the other thing, Nolan, is how about Washington? They paid like a lot of the salary, too, in the trade.
The current baseball playoff format offers plenty of opportunities for drama in September, mainly the addition of that third wildcard spot. It's had really a whole trickle-down effect on the entire season. You see it at the trade deadline, but more so in that final month, the intensity of all the games. But it wasn't long ago that we had the opportunity for even more high-intensity drama, a tiebreaker game. Those thrilling moments when two division leaders were tied with the same record at the end of the year. Now that's simply determined by head-to-head records and season series, but go back to the Rockies. Their run to the World Series in 07 started with a tiebreaker game. As recently as 2018, we had a pair of division races require a game 163. Buy or sell, Bob, MLB should bring back the old tie-breaking format.
Nah, selling it, because then you got to manipulate your rotation, and because you win the division, then you get the bye, then the losers got to go with their number two starter, I guess, in the quick turnaround. Nah, I'm selling that. I'm kind of digging the way it is right now, Nolan. The only thing that, you know, could change is if you add more teams, but are we willing to break tradition that much in Major League Baseball? I guess, why not? Who cares?
Go back to the NFL. Trey Hendrickson really being disgruntled about his contract. That's become an annual occurrence for him. But he did compromise, if you want to put it that way, a one-year pay raise for 2025. But that also means that we're likely in line to be back in the same spot again next year. The benefit for him is that he'll finally be hitting true free agency. The Bengals technically have the franchise tag at their disposal, but the price tag for that is probably going to be way too much, so free agency is in his cards. Buy or sell, Vinny, even with individual and team success this year, The bridge has already been burned between Hendrickson and the Bengals. He will definitely be finding a new team.
The only thing is they can franchise him.
But the price tag will be...
$33 mil.
Immense, yes.
Yeah, 33. And they're paying him 30 now. So I think they're going to let him go. I think he'll be gone after the season. They got Stewart, and then I think they'll let Hendrickson go because they didn't want to pay him the guaranteed money for a couple-year contract.
Over to the NBA, NBA writer Robbie Kellen has taken on the unenviable task of trying to find and rank the best trades of recent NBA history. We've limited this to the last 25 years. I don't even know how you could begin to put together a list that comprehensive. So many moves made year to year. But here's your top three, as Robbie Kellen puts it. Number three, the Celtics dumping Pierce and Garnett to the Nets. That was back in 2013. They got a bunch of picks for their rebuild. Number two, the Lakers acquiring Pau Gasol in 2008. And number one, the Thunder getting a haul for Paul George in 2019 that included future MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Now, maybe some recency bias there because they just won it all. He was the MVP this year. But keep in mind, one of the other picks they got from the Clippers there turned into Jalen Williams. So it's not just about SGA. Bob, are you buying or selling that as the most advantageous trade in recent NBA history?
And recency bias aside, hell yeah, you're buying that. And I think they still have some of that draft capital left over, right? Mm-hmm. So, oh yeah, I mean, Paul George, hell of a player. In the declining years of his career, he's become kind of a nomad guy. Where's he in Philly now? And he was all banged up last year. And they look like kind of a mini dynasty in the West. That trade having a lot to do with it. They didn't draft SGA. He was with the Clippers. He played his rookie year in L.A. So, hell yeah, I'm buying that 100%. Nolan McGraw.
Some of the other trades, for those curious, Cavs getting Kevin Love in 2014, that was on there. Lakers landing Luka last year, I'm surprised that wasn't higher with how everyone freaked out. And the Raptors getting Kawhi for the title in 2019.
Okay, yeah, that was a one-and-doner, but boy, did he pay dividends for that one. Yeah, some good ones last 25 years.
And we'll close up shop in the NFL, where the Rams found themselves a gem in the first round last year by selecting Jared Verse. He would go on to win Defensive Rookie of the Year with 4.5 sacks and 2 forced fumbles. Also made himself a little more well-known for, I guess you could say, his loud attitude. Opposing players quickly taking notice of the nonstop trash talk on the field, and he really invited the heat when the playoffs rolled around, getting into it with some Eagles fans ahead of that matchup. Now, he doesn't plan to slow down the trash talk anytime soon, but will the results still follow? He says he's been training with former Rams defensive leader Aaron Donald, and it's changed his perspective heading into 2025. Buy or sell, Vinny, Verse will finish top 5 in sack production this coming year.
I'll buy it. He's young and, you know, wanting to learn, willing to learn. So, yeah, I'll definitely buy that.
Guy named Verse talking trash? How about that?
Yeah.
Can't make that stuff up, can you? By the way, Kyle Hamilton's guaranteed money, $88.2 million.
Damn. Mm-hmm. So like 88% of the contract is guaranteed.
So just tuning in, Kyle Hamilton, 4 years, 100 and stuff, and 88 guaranteed.
And the previous annual high for safeties was set by Kirby Joseph with the Lions, and that was $21.25 million. So this is quite a jump to $25 million a year for Kyle Hamilton, setting a high bar.
Well, Eric DaCosta's meeting with the media as we speak. Did mention Lamar Jackson. We'll get all of that for you, if not later in this hour, certainly by 1 o'clock-ish when we get to NFL lunch. But coming up next, talk about the Orioles' Jim Hunter. Kyle Bradish came back. Kyle Bradish looked great. And if Kyle Bradish is healthy, that's what he's going to look like on most nights. So you got Rodgers, you got Bradish, and you got Kramer locked in for 2026, Micah Elias, the ball's in your court to build upon this. What do you do with Eplin? Do you bring Sagano back? Do you count on Povich, who's pitching tomorrow, to be that guy? They need two more, in my humble opinion. But then again, Micah Elias doesn't listen to me.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Take it on the Red Sox, game 3 of 4. Birds have lost the first two. They've lost 5 of 6. As a matter of fact, get shut out last night, 5-0. Joining us now to talk about that and the big story, Kyle Bradish. He's our colleague here on 105.7 The Fan, Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Longtime voice of the Orioles on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome in, as we do every Wednesday, Jim Hunter. Jim, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
I'm doing good, Bob. How are you?
Hanging in there, man. Appreciate the time as always. And we'll start with Kyle Bradish. And I don't know what your expectations were for him, because we were talking last night on BBT Live for Pickles. First, health. Certainly looked healthy enough. You know, bust off some rust. He didn't look rusty at all. The command was on point. So we talking about an impressive return from Tommy John surgery, other than getting the win, and he's out of control in regards to scoring runs. But have you seen anything more impressive, at least recently, from a Tommy John dude making his first start, 6 innings, 2 solo homers, 10 Ks, no walks?
Well, what's interesting is you and I talked on BBT last night about, don't even look at the rehab numbers in the minor leagues. They mean nothing, because it's all about finding his stroke, finding his groove, and finding his command. And he certainly had that last night. I mean, 6 outstanding innings. He struck out 10, only threw 81 pitches to get through 6 innings. Unfortunately for Bradish, as you just pointed out, the pitcher can't score runs, and the Orioles right now are just not hitting. In fact, 10 more strikeouts last night, and they have struck out the 9th most times in the major leagues with 1,147 strikeouts. That's not going to get it done. You got to put the ball in play. And, you know, as it turned out, they only had 6 hits, but Bradish was just outstanding, and he looks like he's all the way back.
Now, we look at, and just speculating and assuming, he's healthy. He's cool. He'll get a few more starts before the season's over, and then, you know, enjoy the offseason. With Trevor Rogers, who's been brilliant. Dean Kramer's as reliable as it gets, who's been pitching really well up until that debacle a couple starts ago. His last start, actually. So there's three. You could count them on for next year, all under team control. We'll see what Povich brings to the equation down the stretch. But Sagano's a free agent. Eplin, he's a free agent. Been on the IL three times. Grayson's expected to be ready. Rodriguez for spring training. Jim, put your Mike Elias hat on. Or your finely pressed shirt, which looks like it's got plenty of starch in it, as he gets ready for an off season. What's your battle plan looking to supplement the starters you know are here, and how are you going to add to the party?
Well, I think they definitely have to add a veteran starter. They need to bring in somebody from the outside that they know can pitch and can get guys out. It's you know, the speculation of what you just mentioned would be certainly more enhanced if they brought in a veteran guy that they know could play, and a veteran position player as well. I mean, you know, they have a lot of young talent. That's true, but young talent has to go through adjustments. You know, we saw Colton Cowser 2 days ago. Hit a home run on a breaking ball and then a two-run single on a changeup. And he did have another hit last night, so he's swinging the bat well. But veterans that come in here would really enhance the situation.
I did actually jinx the Gunnar Henderson consecutive games reaching against the Red Sox streak, but that's what I do, Jim Hunter. But let's talk about Dylan Beavers real quick. And not because of the bat, he cracked that double off Giolito last night, bottom of the wall. Sunday, the throws from left field against Houston. Correa tags from first to second. He's in left field. Not competitive throw. Then the tag. I mean, bounces in front of the cutoff guy. And then last night, yeah, I get it. Maybe some communication or deference to Gunnar making that play. But the ball, very, very lupus from the Bad News Bears-like responses. The ball landed behind him. And we knew the bat was playing. And I'm not going to lie and say I've got an in-depth scouting report on Beavers as a defensive player. But all indications based on who we talked to said he was certainly capable of getting it done. Defensive grades for Dylan Beavers, because that's what we do, about a week into his career.
Well, I think he's going to improve. And again, this goes to player development. When you bring a guy to the major leagues, he's supposed to be a finished product. And obviously, with his struggles defensively, he's not a finished product. He's a finished product at the plate. I mean, he's batting 300. And last night, he had the only extra base hit of the six hits. But defensively, he needs some work. And hopefully, he'll improve. You know, the arm strength is questionable, but, you know, throwing to the right spot and hitting the cutoff man is something that he should already know how to do it, and he should have been taught that in the minor leagues.
Now, Jim, watching Basile play first base last night, the split and all, he just looks very natural, very athletic at first base, where when you watch Mayo looks a little stiff, you know, at first base and not as natural, which probably shouldn't be because, you know, third baseman and all. Now, is he a good trade piece for a starting pitcher or a relief pitcher?
We're talking Mayo here, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's not get carried away with Basile.
No,
yeah.
Mayo.
Well, they were reluctant to trade him this past off season, and I don't see any indication that they would deal him. But you're right, Vinny. He has a ton of potential, and I would disagree. I think he's looked pretty good at first base, especially scooping balls out of the dirt. Now, Basile, you're right. He looked very natural there last night, the split to scoop the ball up on the throw in the dirt. That was fabulous. But I think Mayo's got some potential, and who knows? I mean, Mike Elias has been reluctant to trade the top prospects that he's acquired through the draft. And it'll be interesting to see, especially because they had the big trade deadline where they brought in, 12 more prospects. So now they have prospect depth. And maybe Mayo has outlived his welcome here. That remains to be seen. But Basile really looked natural. I agree with you last night at first base.
Hey, I threw out the outside of the box scenario 2 weeks ago with Mayo.
Yeah.
Mounting rakes for 5 weeks. Home runs would be nice. And then you keep him around. And then Mayo plays well enough that you him and a couple of magic beans get a starting pitcher. But as we said earlier, Jim, I don't think Mike Elias listens to what we have to say here on 105.7 The Fan. Certainly on this program. Jim, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Woman Crush Wednesday. You got BBT Friday, right?
That's correct, in the studio.
You got it, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Have a good day, guys.
There's Jim Hunter, everyone. We'll come back, reset the program for you, hear from Nolan McGraw, get his thoughts on the Kyle Hamilton contract extension. Going to be hearing from Eric DaCosta next hour. We got American League East report at 1:15 as we give you a standings update. Things starting to get a little interesting for sure. Or are they? And then Brian DiArdo, CBS, preview the NFL season with him. It'll be the Ravens and who in the Super Bowl? Not as happy as Kyle Hamilton, who got that contract extension, 4 years, $100.4 million, $88.2 guaranteed. That's Ravens GM Eric DaCosta talking about getting the deal done before the start of the season. The sense of relief that comes with it. It's official, by the way. He signed pen to paper. This deal is signed, sealed, and delivered.
I think it's great for Kyle, great for the organization, and you know what? It's great for whoever the next safety is, Bob, because like Nolan told us previously, the high for a safety was $21 million. He got $25 million. So, yeah, good for Kyle. Good for Eric. Good for that's good for everybody there. And, you know, good, like Eric said, good kid, great kid. And this kid's got better every year. And when they had, you know, when the dam was falling last year, they stuck him back there and he plugged the hole. You know, so, I mean, that's the kind of guy that he is, and I expect him to have a huge year this year.
Now, the Ravens did lose Jalen Armour Davis, who they released yesterday. It was claimed by the Tennessee Titans.
Who had the number one pick in the waiver claiming.
Yep, and their defensive coordinator, Denard Wilson, former Terp, former Ravens coach. So, Jalen Armour Davis, he moves on. The good news for him, it probably wasn't feeling it when the Ravens told him his services were no longer welcome. And Eric DaCosta did say, and we'll get to EDC at the top of the hour, NFL Lunch, it was a numbers game, but maybe not necessarily numbers in regards to bodies, more like greenbacks.
Yeah, what Eric mentioned was Jalen Armour Davis, free agent after the year, and Lowry and Martin, they're in year one, you know, so they've got two more years. They've got 3 years left on their deal, basically. So you got them for a lot cheaper for longer, whereas Armour Davis, you probably have to pay something after this offseason. So they release him. I mean, and he's got size. He's got length. And in the preseason, he had a hell of a preseason. He stayed healthy. He's talented. He can play special teams, can play some safety. And Denard Wilson was here when they drafted him.
Yeah, and he was drafted the same year as Pepe Williams, who was released yesterday by the Seattle Seahawks. So those fourth-round draft picks at cornerback, unfortunately, didn't have long-term sustainability here in Baltimore. But to your point, with Armour Davis, put it on film. Pagano said they put the work on film. He's got it on film. It's all about being on the field, and Ravens don't play Tennessee, by the way, unless they get to the playoffs. But wish him well.
Yeah, and I think that's a hell of a pickup for Tennessee. And I'll guarantee you that when they put him out there, they knew they weren't getting him back on the practice squad. Too many people need corners.
Oh, no doubt about it. Now, Rashee Rice. And if you missed this news, just tuning into the program, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Nolan McGraw. We're going to hear from him in the last hour of the show. Accepted a 6-game suspension, which will start at the beginning of the regular season.
Yes, he'll miss the first 6 games, so he will miss the game against the Ravens.
Yeah, and we talked about it. He put himself in the situation to be suspended. So, you know, maybe lesson learned for him. But the Kansas City Chiefs, I mean, that's a team that went 15-2, and we were talking to Nate Davis yesterday, almost by accident, kind of. Yes. Not with the, if you expect Kansas City to go 15-2, it's because they lead the NFL in points, and Mahomes is the MVP. That's not the case. They're trying to get back to that level of explosiveness, and he's going to have to be an important part of it. But for Kansas City, they open at home against the Chargers.
No, that one's in Brazil or whatever.
You know, the Friday game, right.
Yeah.
Either way, it's the Chargers game one. Then their first game at home is against Philadelphia.
Woo.
at the Giants, host the Ravens.
Whoa.
At Jacksonville, and then host Detroit.
Damn.
So they have a very interesting schedule to start the year.
Yes, they do.
And the Chargers on a neutral site. You know, Kansas City's got the star power. Chargers are good, but maybe they don't have the, you know, they don't get the national TV attention that Kansas City's gotten, and now gets even more because of
Kelsey.
Mrs. Kelsey here.
Yeah. Well, the other thing about it, Bob, is last year, they went 9 games by, 3 points or less, you know, one score games, they won 9. You know, so can you do that again? Their defense was outstanding last year. That's how they won a lot of those games, because of defense. It wasn't because of the offense. So, yeah, the offense is the one got to step it up. And they're happy because, you know, the rookie left tackle, the kid they drafted out of Ohio State, looks like the real deal, which will help them out a lot.
If you're fans of Adam Thielen, he's going back to Minnesota, where he made it all start many years ago. And he had some really big years with the Vikings.
Oh, boy. And he had great years at Carolina. I mean, he's just a smart, good player. He's 35 years old, and he's going back home. You know, he was an undrafted free agent, went to Vikings and made it and played. And you know, because Addison's out for 3 games, and Jefferson's been out with a hammy. So you give a young rookie quarterback, Bob, some comfort in having Thielen out there and Jefferson.
We're going to hear from Eric DaCosta when we come back for NFL Lunch. American League East report coming up at 1:15. Some day baseball. We'll keep you up to date on the scores there, including the Yankees and the Nationals coming up here in just a matter of minutes. Brian DiArdo, CBSSports.com. Start getting his predictions for the upcoming season. We know the league is tough, and we know there's some sleepers. Who's a team that we don't really talk about much that all of a sudden we're going to be talking about a lot in a positive way in the month of November?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.